You're listening to KNKX. Coming up is a story from our show Sound Effect, and Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing is headed into the woods.
The Kitsap Forest Theater is a natural outdoor amphitheater just outside of Bremerton, Washington. It's run by the Mountaineers. We are Mountaineers players, and it's been here for 93 years now. We're on a 640-acre forest preserve, and we are about to enter the trail that leads down to the theater.
All right, let's go.
This is Sound Effect. I'm Jennifer Wing, and I'm talking with Todd Herrick near a stand of tall evergreens. Todd is an actor. He recently got roped into this because of his daughters, Jasmine and Eliana. They love the stage. And it turns out that Todd is a natural. He's playing the Tin Man in the Kitsap Forest Theater's upcoming production of The Wizard of Oz. Jasmine is Dorothy, and Eliana has the role of the Coroner. This is the family's sixth year performing at one of the oldest outdoor theaters in the country. It's just outside of Bremerton.
So we just came down a really long trail, and we're now deep in the woods. And what is before us here?
All right. So as you said, we come down about a quarter mile trail. It's through what I would say is almost is an old growth forest now. This was 100 years ago. This was all rhododendron. It had been logged and burned, and there were really very few trees. There were some large ones, but it was all coated in rhododendron, and that's why people first began coming here, because the rhododendrons were spectacular, and people would come from all over the place. And so some of the people who were mountaineers and were coming here met a family that had homesteaded here, became friends with them, and began to come and stay with them every year, and they began to do little shows, performances, and concerts. And eventually that developed into an annual theatrical production. And that was 93 years ago. And so they've been doing shows here continuously, except a couple of years during World War II, they couldn't do them. And over the time, this forest has grown up. And so now we've come down this trail through this forest, and we are here at the Natural Amphitheater. It's really surrounded by Douglas fir and red cedar and big leaf maple. There are rhododendrons on the stage. The stage itself is dirt. So the entire thing is really, it really is a stage that blends very naturally right into the forest.
What about this location just excites you and blows your mind?
Well, not to be trite, but you know, one of the slogans of the place is that it's theater in a magical place. And I feel that every time we come here. There's the sound of the spring. There's the way that the performance space just naturally flows into an old growth forest that is the epitome of what I think of as the Pacific Northwest. And so anybody that comes here to see a show, that's the thing that blows everybody away. That, wow, I really didn't expect it to be so part of nature.
It's not just the visual beauty. Could you describe what we're smelling?
Ah, sure. You've got cedar. You've got fir. You've got the rhododendrons. But mostly it's cedar and fir. And you're right. It's not just what you see. It's the sound. Right now there's songbirds. We have eagles. We have owls. There's the rush of the creek. The wind in the trees. Oh, and this is amazing. It'll impact the show. Sometimes nature will do the most amazing things. So, for instance, when we were doing Fiddler on the Roof, and he started to sing Havala, which is this tender song to his daughter, and it just started to rain just lightly, and when the song was done, it stopped. When we did Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, there's a moment in which the lion is killed, and he's killed and he's lying on this altar, and a beam of sunlight broke through the clouds and just shone right on him. We did The Secret Garden here. And one of the things that happens in the story is that the girl is led to the garden by this bird. And at the moment the bird is supposed to start talking to, a bird started singing. So he landed on a tree and started singing. So things like that, you can't predict, but you walk away with those moments realizing you've seen something visceral that is unique and couldn't happen anywhere else, and that you're going to carry with you the rest of your life. That's what we get here.
Our theme this week on Sound Effect is Into the Woods. We'll learn how the forest is an antidote for people who are becoming sick from too much of the digital world. We'll hear how living off the land in the wilderness gave one young man the ability to move through life with confidence. And we'll tell you how a little water bottle that was lost in the North Cascades went on a journey to Japan and ended up back in Seattle.
The wicked witch in the middle of a ditch, which was not a healthy situation.